Hi guys, and welcome back to the pod. What's up? How y'all doing? How is everyone? I hope everyone is doing fine. I hope that everyone is blessed, happy, at peace, abundant, prosperous, all of those things. Today is Sunday. If y'all haven't picked up on it already, well, it's impossible. It's only week two, but anyway. Our drop dates are Sundays. So every Sunday, expect an episode from me. I will always have something on Sunday, something fresh, new. Sundays are amazing days. I feel like for one church, you know, Sundays are always the day where we just go and just get filled and it's just ease. We plan, we get the house clean, get everything right for the week coming. So every Sunday, I will be here. And of course, it's going to be like little one-twos in the middle of the week, depending on whatever I'm led or guided to talk about. But Sundays are our days. So in that, we're going to get started with the prayer. I've decided to just start writing the prayers down because it's more smoother. And also, I'm really good at writing. Like, writing for me is so... I just love writing, so I can really, I could really tap into my divine body when I'm writing. So if it sounds like I'm reading off of something, I am. Okay, period. I mean, I wrote it, but yeah. All right, let's get into it. Y'all already know what to do by now. Everybody need to be in position. Okay. Dear God, thank you for all you've done and thank you in advance for what you're going to do. As we dive deeper and get more in tune with our higher selves, I ask that you grant us the strength and fortitude to keep going and to keep striving to live a life of peace and ease with you always being at the center. I ask that you continue to give me the tools I need to heal, help, uplift, and inspire, and to refine my tongue so that every message is clear and concise. We love you, and so it is. Amen and ashe. Alrighty. So today's episode is titled, Who You? Who You is, I got the name from my great-grandma, who transitioned in 2015. I miss her dearly, but yes, she transitioned in 2015. And I remember growing up, people used to come in the house, or just if somebody used to come over and she didn't know you, or you, like, you weren't familiar to her, she'll ask like, who you? So yeah, that's why I get who you from. So today we're going to talk about something I say reclaiming your divine signature. So we were all born with a purpose, a mission, an assignment. We were all created to be something. And along the way, we lose sight of it, I want to say. As a kid, you don't really know, but things happen along the way where we miss the mark, like the destiny, like it gets distorted. Like we're not really able to, we don't really know what it is. So I'm going to be talking about some things that have happened in my life where a lot of things that have impacted me and who I am today, and just the process of me getting it back. And I'm still reclaiming my divine signature. Like, I'm still in the process. Me starting this podcast is a reflection of the work. It is a huge, me being here, this podcast is literally the beauty from my ashes. Okay. So first things first, I don't know if the people that are listening know me, like if everybody knows me. I know like my family and stuff, they listen, so they know me, of course. But I am the baby of four. on my mom's side, but I'm the baby of four. I'm the last one. And growing up for me, my childhood has been, it wasn't the best. I feel like, for one, I'm trying to pick the right words because I don't want to say abused. Like, I wasn't beat or nothing like that, but just emotionally, mentally, it wasn't the best. And I've discovered, because I'm an empath and I've always been an empath. I was born an empath. So as a kid, being an empath as a kid is not easy, because I was so sensitive. I was always so, I was just always so sensitive. So what would bother a regular person or a regular kid, the things that happened around me, I took my surroundings very seriously. Like, and I could pick up on so many different energies. Like, and I'm like that today, so it really makes sense. But as a kid, you don't really know. You're just so confused, for real, for real. So I picked up on a lot of different things, and I just held on to it like a coat. I wore it like a coat. And I, you know, up until a certain point in my life, like in my 20s, of course, but because I'm 26. So I would say up until now, I wore every experience, everything that I went through. And it just ended up being trench coat. It's like I had 10 bubble coats on, literally. But anyway, so I was the last of four, and I wasn't the favorite growing up. I wasn't anyone's favorite. And I didn't really understand why. So as a kid, I would try to, like, I would try to fit in. I would try to, like, I would try to make myself be something that I'm not, but I always felt like something was wrong with me. Like, oh my gosh, I must be so horrible, you know? And, wow, this is kind of heavy. I don't like that. Now I'm a little sad. No, but for real, I just wasn't a favorite. And it's different things that happen. As far as, like, okay, my siblings could go places, I couldn't go. My siblings would get things, I'm not gonna say like from my parents, but like people outside, like family members, they would get things and I wouldn't get anything. I remember one particular time, something happened. No, I think it was my mom. It was something with my mom. And I don't really remember how old I was, but I think she had got my sisters, because I got two older sisters on my mom's side. And I think she had gotten them some shorts or something like that. It was something like, and I didn't get any shorts, and I'm like, okay, what's going on? And she was like, they didn't have your size. So then I thought I was fat. So I was like, okay, like, I must be huge. If it's a store and they don't got my size in there, you is big as fuck. Then I'm an adult, so I go into stores, and I'm like, oh, they got 7X here. And I know damn well I want no 7X. Okay. So that's just one thing. And I used to wear like those things that I used to be like, okay, like, you know, it's distorting my divine signature. It's distorting who I am, like who I was, you know, like it's just messing up who I was, who God created me to be, I guess. Like, yeah. So, oops, I hope y'all don't hear that, because I definitely, this thing just moved. But, and then too, like, people, I just didn't feel I wasn't liked. Like, and I didn't know why I was liked. So in that, it made me mean. It made me mean. And I didn't really understand why I was mean. Like, I wasn't mean, but I was just, I was going to mistreat you before you mistreated me. I was going to reject you before you rejected me, because I just felt rejected. That's how I felt, rejected. So I'm just realizing, like, in this timeline while I'm doing, as I'm doing the work, that that's why you were like that as a kid with, I could just say in particular with my small, like with my little cousin. I'm going to say that because now I can go to, we'll have family events, and every time I go to a family event, every time I'm around, my cousin will come up and she'll be like, "You remember you used to be a bully?" And I have to hear it all the time. Every family event. Like, it's not like it's one. No, every family event. And it used to be like, oh my, like I just used to get so irritated with it. But it's like, I can't determine your perspective of me or your experience of me. Like, I can't be like, I can't get upset with you for feeling that way. But also, me being who I am today, me, you know, working through my, why I do what, my childhood traumas, I guess, working through that kind of stuff, and me being who I am today, it's like, I don't resonate with that. So I don't pick up, I don't take it on. Like, I used to be, it used to make me so upset. Like, girl, stop saying that. But now it's like, okay, like I'll put my, you know, I'll hug her a little bit. Like, I'm sorry about that. Like, I'm always apologetic about it, but I don't have to own it, you know, because that's not who I am. Like, I save space for you in that, because I know, like, you know, that was your experience. So I'm not going to invalidate it, but I don't have to own it either. Like, I don't have to leave and be like, not eat and sleep because I bullied you when I was 7 and 8. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really have to, I don't. Anyway. So yeah, that's one instance. And I feel like that's something that, has really made me be just, I feel like that's a rejection wound. It's definitely a rejection wound. And it has traveled with me all this long time, even in my relationships, even in the stuff that my friendships, like I'm trying to be the favorite. I'm people pleasing. I'm over compensating so you don't go anywhere. It's rejection, abandonment. Like it's a ball of bullshit for real. For like, girl, you just got too much going on. If girl, you just got too much going on was a person, it would be me. And I was just wearing it, like, you know. And that, I also realized how people are so, I'm not going to say people, we, because I'm included. I don't want to make it ever sound like, oh, y'all. No, we all, the fuck. We are so quick to, just in the situation as me being the bully, we are so quick to condemn people and cancel people, because cancel culture is so big in this, cancel culture is so big in this day and age. And it's like, do we ever sit and think about why the people are, why they are? Like, why is the bully the bully? Like, we're always appealing to the victim, which, you know, not saying that the actual act was right, but we just always so quick to condemn, and we always so quick to just like, oh, just give them the electric chair. Like, there's no healing in that. I'm not going to say that some people don't belong, like, you know, in certain situations, like, hey, you might have to go to jail for that, bud, or you might need an electric chair. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that that's not a thing, but on a smaller scale, like if it's, you know, if it's, why are we so quick to condemn people and write people off as something? Like, we have to, I'm all about getting to the root. Like, why, what happened? Why are you like that? You know what I mean? So that's a way that I've definitely allowed who I was or who I was born to be diminished, because I kind of like, dang, everybody's telling, I'm feeling as a kid, like these people don't like you. They don't want you around. And yeah, it's horrible. It's a horrible thing to feel as a kid. And then I'm an empath. So I didn't really, I'm feeling it times a thousand. Okay. So it's definitely a lot of things I feel like we go through, but society as well. I feel like we allow society to cloud our judgment of who we are. We see people online. For one, we only seeing a glimpse of people. It's not like we seeing, mind you, it's 24 hours in a day. If you're putting your phone up for, I would say, a vlog, some vlogs are an hour. TikTok videos, 10 seconds, 3 minutes. You see in a reel, you see in a picture. Picture is literally like a moment in time. So I could post a picture of me with roses, a Chanel bag, whatever the case may be. And right after that picture is done, a motherfucker might jump on top of my head and beat my ass. We just never, you know what I'm trying to say? I mean, I hope that's not the case, but I'm just saying, like, we have to stop taking things from, we have to stop allowing these outer things to determine who we are and who we should be. It's just, we just got to stop. Another thing of mine is earlier this year, damn, I keep moving this shit. Sorry. Earlier this year, I was about to get surgery. I was about to get a BBL earlier this year. And I really had to sit and think, well, not in that timeline, because in that timeline, hey, baby, shoot, it was finna happen. But it didn't work. It didn't happen. So I thought about, you know, after like, you know, things didn't work out. And mind y'all, I told y'all that I'm a person that I'm very big on signs. Like, if something doesn't work out, like, I don't believe in coincidences. Like, hey, no, it's no coincidences. And the thing about it is, I was going to get surgery up until the day before. So if I'm about to get surgery and the day before surgery, all this stuff is going wrong. Like, it's just bullshit happening. I'm hearing it from God, like, don't take your ass down there. So guess what? I didn't take my ass down there. And I had to, hey, now later on, I'm understanding, like, thank God I did it, because that wasn't me making the decision. That wasn't something that I really wanted. That was something that was so, it wasn't in alignment with my divine signature. It wasn't in alignment with who I was created to be, or just like, it was something that I took on from, I feel like, society. And then during the time I was dating someone, right? And I just kept, I'm not gonna say, like, ain't nobody ever really seen, I mean, I didn't hear nothing like, oh, you should get this, you should do that. But just think about it. If I'm dating somebody, and me being who I am, like, I'm not like, you know, it ain't too much happening, but it is what it is. You know what I mean? So if that's that, and I'm going in your lights, and I'm seeing all of these women who look nothing like me, and there's a clear difference, I felt like I took that on as well. Like, you know what I mean? And it, honestly, repeating it sounds so crazy, because, girl, I know damn well. But yeah, y'all, yeah, it's the truth. And also, like, it's something that I feel like I dealt with a lot of, like, I've always dealt with a lot of bullying. I also was bullied in school. not for one, I was bullied because of my height. I've always been my height. Like, I'm 5'9". I've always been taller. So I really, and at a point I wanted to shrink myself, but that's something also that I had to realize, like, in this present day, look, you just imagine if somebody walked in this room right now and said something about my height, I'd be like, look, or, you know, like, if you were dating me or you wanted to date me and that's something, or you, listen, bitch, you see, see, hold on, let me find it. I'm trying to find it. Look, I'm trying not to cuss, but y'all get it. Hey, don't come here. I don't play about me in this timeline, because I'm not finna allow anyone or anything or nothing to impress upon me so much to where I'm like, oh my God, trying to change myself. Look, you get what you're gonna get what I pull out this motherfucker, okay? And I'm not changing nothing about myself. I love myself. I love my height. I love my body. I love everything. I always have, but I felt like I just really allowed outside things and things to just make me feel like something was wrong. Hey, I'm 5'9". I'm a stallion. I'm stacked. This is in my blood. This is in my genetics. Like, on my dad's side, all the women are pillars. I look at myself as a pillar, okay? I'm an overseer. Like, that's why I see shit coming from a mile away, okay? But anyway, let's focus. Back to the matter at hand. We have to stop allowing people, things, our parents, whatever the case, make us just want to change ourselves or want just make us want to, like, fuck them people, y'all. For real, for real. Like, I understand that it's different from experience. So say, for instance, like, it was something that, okay, like I was saying about my cousin, like, say, for instance, okay, this did happen. Yes, it happened. I'm sorry it happened. I really am. But it's not, and I'm not, I think it's a form of guilt. Like, I'm not going to let, because I'm not guilty about it, honestly, y'all. I'm not. I'm sorry. I'm just not. I'm sorry. I'm sorry it happened. Like, I'm sorry that that's something that I was a kid. But I'm sorry that that's something that I took on and then it made me be this person. But in this timeline, I sympathize with you. I understand what you're saying, especially when you see me. It's not like I'm cussing people out. And then you say, you remember you used to be a bully? No, I'm flourishing. I'm thriving. I'm beautiful. Like, I'm looking good. I'm laughing, joking, playing. And then I hear it makes me seem like, is it a little, you don't like me to be in this energy, do you? I think too, it's easier for people to perceive. It's easier for people to, how can I say this? Because this is a word that I'm finna say, but just give me a second. I'm finna word this shit so good, but y'all gonna get what I'm saying. Say, for instance, somebody don't like you, right? So they don't like you, but you're not doing nothing for them not to like you. So they have to bring up something that, you know what I mean? Like, it gives me, like, I'm famous, and then a motherfucker say, you remember when you used to snort powder? Like, hey, everybody calm the fuck down. Wait, now why am I in it? Everybody calm down now. But it kind of gives me that, it gives me that too. Like, damn, cuz, like, I feel you, but hey, is this something else? Like, is this, this ain't that, is it? I don't know. Bottom line, it was big for me to be like, okay, I'm not taking that with me. Like, I'm not taking that experience with me. I'm not taking your experience of me with me. How you perceive me in this timeline or however the case may be, it don't really have nothing to do with me. It don't have nothing to do with me at all, honestly. For real, it don't. But yeah, it's like, I feel like too, when it comes to, I would say, certain professions as well. Like, if you grew up in, say, for instance, you grew up and everybody in your, every man in the family was a carpenter, right? You come along and you really don't want to do that shit, but uncle did it, granddaddy did it, daddy did it, brother did it. So now you're doing it. You don't even want to fucking do that. So don't do it. Stop allowing what other, that don't got shit to do with you. That's them. And honestly, they probably didn't even want to do that shit either. That's where breaking curses come in at. This shit is so, look, I don't want to get carried away, but I just want y'all to follow me what I'm saying. Stop. No. Listen, you are you. Get back to you. Even if you did something in the past that wasn't favorable, even if you did something that happened and experienced, the coach you had on, the 10 bubble coats you had on made you do this or made you do that or confused you or whatever the case may be, that's okay. Take the coat off and start anew. Like, take the coat off and be who you are and thrive. Don't allow what other people say to, you know, bring you back to something. No, fuck them. Look, hey, I get that cub, but I'm here now with it. I'm sorry that happened to you. Give them a little back rub or a little hug, kiss on the cheek, whatever. Okay, cool. But hey, I'm sorry it happened. Now, I'm not going to act like after this, that next Thanksgiving or whatever, I'm not going to hear it again. But I don't give a fuck. I didn't care last Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving before that. And the Thanksgiving that's coming or whatever, I'm not going to give a fuck. I don't give a damn. I'm sorry that happened. But hey, look, we somewhere else with it. Okay. But anyway. Reclaiming our divinely created signatures. God created us to be a certain kind of way. Let's tap back into that. We have to. We must. It's a requirement. It's a requirement. If you really want to elevate, if you really want to just really dive deeper into who you are, build a stronger connection with God, you have to let go of that bullshit. Let it go. Be who you are. Be who you are. Now, it's not easy to, I feel like it takes a lot of work, especially when it comes to shadow work and childhood trauma. And that's something that we're going to get into on the next episode. Like, just certain experiences, like really breaking it down. But from here today, we have to figure out what happened, just think about it. Like, maybe I smoke because I'm stressed out. Maybe I'm stressed out because I'm a carpenter and this is not what I want to do, but I'm doing it because everybody in my family did it. Oh, I seen all the men in my family do it when I was a kid or whatever the case may be. So that's why I'm doing it. You see what I mean? So I just broke that down. So that's the coat. Take the fucking coat off. We taking the coats off. We being who we want to be. We doing what we want to do. That is in alignment with our highest good. For the good of all and the harm of none. That's what I like to say. I'm not blowing up nobody's schools. I'm not beating nobody's ass or nothing like that. I'm just saying, like, me being in my highest potential, me being in my highest timeline is what it is. Like, that's the best thing ever, I feel like. So I did write some notes. Now I close the book, y'all. I did write some notes. And it's actually a black quote. I didn't mean to say black. That's crazy. But all my quotes is from black women or black people because I'm black. And I just feel like we really be knowing what the fuck we talking about, okay? So the quote is from, hold on, because girl, hold on, y'all. If you gotta go use bathroom, okay, you go use bathroom. No, never mind. I'm right here. I got it. Wait. Damn. Girl. Hold on. Mind y'all, I told y'all these notes, like, this was something. It was written. The way I curated was as a book. So these notes that I have are way from February. Anyway, so the quote is from Toni Morrison and it says, definitions belong to the definers, not the defined. I'm going to repeat that, okay? I'm going to get a little closer. Definitions belong to the definers, not the defined. Pretty much, you are not who people perceive you to be. You are not, say for instance, somebody say she big. If you don't feel like you big, you're not big. I don't care if you are big. If somebody say, oh, you this way, if somebody say whatever, it doesn't matter. That's not who you are. The biggest thing for me is making sure that we're not defining ourselves based off of other people. You know what I mean? Like, that's the biggest thing. Like, if somebody, we're not who people say we are. We're not our experiences. We're not our trauma. Whatever that looks like, to whatever degree that is, know that you are not that. Okay? This also makes me think about masculine and feminine energy. And this is something, the imbalance is seen so much throughout the world. So it's a law called the law of polarity, which means that, no, is that the law of gender? It's the law of something. The law of polarity is something different. But it's pretty much saying that it's a fact that everything that God created embodies both masculine and feminine energy, right? So when there's an imbalance, when there's more masculine than feminine, when there's no feminine, more feminine than masculine. What am I saying? Yeah, that's what that is. When it's an imbalance, it's more of one thing than the other, pretty much. And this looks like, I'm going to say as a black or as a woman, because I'm a woman. This looks like working like a dog, right? So say for instance, I'm in a relationship and I'm the woman and I'm working like a dog. I'm going to work doing doubles, triples and everything else, working 7 days a week. And my man is at home playing a game. And I'm paying all the bills also. Keep that in mind. My man is at home playing a game, eating up all the chips, eating snacks, pH off, everything off. He just playing around, honestly. So I'm sure, like, if you hip on this, you already know what I'm going to say. So that's a clear indication of an imbalance of masculine and feminine energy. For one, women, naturally, we're nurturers. We're just soft. We're meant to, our energy is so like poise and our nat, who we are, who we, what the energy means. This is poise, is just soft. The masculine energy is more so. The feminine energy is also being, creating. The masculine energy is doing. It's very logical. It's very getting shit done, building, protecting, things of that nature. So clearly in this scenario with the woman going, working like a dog, going crazy, and the man at home ain't doing shit, the woman is hyper independent. The woman has a lot of masculine energy and the man has too much feminine energy. And that's, it's not right. Now I'm not one to talk about, oh, 50-50 and whatever, because really you do whatever works for you. But when it's an imbalance, it's an imbalance. Okay. And I feel like that happens a lot in society, especially for women. I will say the black experience. The black experience is all about an imbalance of masculine and feminine energy. We grow up, we see our moms overdoing all type of shit. And I mean, our dads probably, I'm not going to say our dads because like my dad, but you know what I'm trying to say. Black dads, either they're not around or they're just not in the most favorable position. And I'm not going to make it seem like it's just because they don't want to. I feel like it's a lot of systematic shit that be going on that really make sure of that the black man is limited and is seen in that light. But that's a conversation for a different day. But we just grew up seeing this dynamic, and we grow up and we're that way. Just like women grow up and they're this, like when people be like, oh, angry black woman, or black women just don't know how to be quiet, and black people just don't know how to listen. Listen, we done punched in and not punched in the fuck out 7 days a week. We tired as fuck, working like a dog. We don't want to hear shit. We actually want everybody to be quiet. We don't want to hear a peep in this bitch, okay? We are tired, y'all. We tired. The masculine energy is gone. Like, it's not as gone, but it's not so, it's not as much as it used to be. So quit saying that shit about, oh, black women don't know how to do this. And then too, we didn't grow up seeing that. Like, that's not something that we grew up seeing. Oh, softness and, oh, yes, absolutely. Whatever you want, whatever you, oh, yes, you want soup? Do you want crackers? How many crackers would you like, darling? We didn't grow up hearing that shit. We grew up hearing, hey. You know what I'm trying to say? And that's why we have to get back into our divinely created signatures, who we were created to be. We wasn't created to, women wasn't created to be doing all this extra shit, and men was, I don't know. I'm not a black man, but I'm not a man. I keep blaming it to black because it's not just a black problem, but it's really big in the black community because of, you know, just the way that society has made things be. The powers that be, like those elitists and the people in high positions and the government officials and all of that, it's all a part of the black agenda. And once we really wake up and realize that, I feel like we would, as a people, not just as men and women, but as a people, we would really elevate and really tap back into who we are meant to be. Okay. So where we at? Oh God, 37 minutes. I'm sorry, guys. But anyway, so with that being said, I'm not going to go on too much. I really hope that my point was clear. Like I told y'all, I do have an Instagram page. It's Voice to Source. And I have some activities, and just one activity. I have some affirmations and some journal prompts that will be posted on the Instagram page. So make sure y'all are over there. Make sure y'all follow the page. Also, there is an email, and I would love for you guys to email me, whether it be advice, ideas for this space, questions, whatever, just email me. And the email will also be linked in the show notes. I love y'all so very much. I'm trying to look at the notes and see if it's something I'm missing. But anyway, yeah, I love y'all. Happy Sunday. Make sure that you guys are, you know, just living in your truth, living in your purpose. I know that it's not easy, but you know, this is the start. So make sure that we're doing the work as well. So go over to the Instagram page and yeah, do the prompts, and I'll check back in next week. Love you. Bye.